I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Kobe passed me the ball, and I shot a three. And Phil didn't want me to shoot the three. I heard him.
We're going to game seven, baby. Game seven. Game seven.
Well, I remember going to Conseco Fieldhouse like later that year when all the suspensions were in effect. And they were, like, dudes with AK-47s, and, like, they had serious security.
Was that the Christmas Day game? No, that was... Was that the Christmas Day game?
What?
Whenever they played later that year?
No, I mean, that was just, like, a game later. It was in, like, February, just a game I went to.
Oh, were they playing the Pistons again?
No, it was just a game.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
oh,
I think...
I thought maybe that was, like, the... Because the Pistons... Whenever they played the Pistons again on Christmas Day, that was, like, a real thing, like the bomb threats and shit.
Honestly, I think I was watching them play like the Toronto Raptors. Like it wasn't a team that they had beef with, or even a team that like had a particularly big fan base.
They just shoot Vince Carter, just for no reason. Mm-hmm. He just is on a fast break, and the guy's a big Pacers fan.
Oh God, it was no. It
could
was
happen.
Like, it could happen.
Don't say it couldn't happen. We're writing a movie
this
about
is the
this.
Worst,
we're writing a movie about
anything
this
is possible commercial. No, it was it was insane. And then like going to watch that team afterwards was so depressing, because you're like, all right, we're watching Fred Jones, Anthony Johnson.
Don't ruin the team.
Yeah, I mean Austin Crozier was getting a bunch of minutes. We got all those guys back afterwards. Like no one got. We just lost that season, but it completely wrecked the way, like, that team's chemistry was gone.
Yeah.
Well, because, what, it was Ron Artest suspended whole season,
mm-hmm.
Steven Jackson 30 games, Jermaine O'Neal 25, and then, like, Reggie Miller got a game.
Reggie, I think everyone got, almost everyone got at least a game or two. They left enough players that obviously we could, like, put a team out afterwards.
Yeah.
But... The entire starting lineup was gone for at least five games. It was bad.
That's so nuts.
Yeah.
Did the NBA take, like, legal action? Did anybody sue?
People tried to sue. So one of the guys that I think his last name's, like, Hadid or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is the guy that Jermaine O'Neal punched.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He sued for, what was it, like, $100,000 or something?
Yeah.
And they found out that he, the very next day, was partying in Las Vegas.
Less
like, people were seeing him, like, really
gotcha.
Getting wild on security
Less
cams.
Than 24 hours, like, partying his balls off in Las Vegas. But he was, like, claiming, like, emotional distress and,
yeah.
like, chill.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I read something that it was, like, he had been in trouble before for, like, threatening players. Like, he did the same shit to Yao Ming and was, like, threatening to, like... pour drinks on him or something, and then someone in he kept saying he was going to pour drink on Yao Ming whenever he came, like, down through the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
and then someone next to him heard him, and then the cops came and talked to him at halftime.
Mm.
Jeez.
So it was like, this dude's just, like, a problem.
Yeah, he's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love him suing and then getting caught right away.
Just
like,
partying.
Because he was partying in Vegas. Yeah. Like, that's so fun. It's so ridiculous.
Well, it's just one of those great things where, like, there's so many points when you look into this anymore, you're like, yeah, these fans are dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where it's like, I'm shocked that so many people had the right, I think from the beginning, too, everybody was pretty, like, fuck Detroit's fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you hear people say it on the broadcast, except for, like, it feels like Bill Walton's kind of, like, mad at the players.
Yeah, I think Bill Walton...
He could have just been high, though. Like, yeah. I mean, give him a break.
It's weird. That's one of the few times he doesn't side with the players, but he is such a hippie
mm-hmm.
that I think any kind of conflict, he's like, he doesn't think it should happen.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the announcer that the Pistons had that... do you remember the guy that they had? They had, like, some dude who got, like, a bunch of, like, press exposure... who did their the opening, like, you know, for Michigan State, Rip Hamilton. All right, I know he's from Connecticut, but they had some guy who did it, like, really big.
They had a guy who did it wrong.
He did it with more energy
Michigan
than
State,
me.
Rip Hamilton.
Because, oh, fuck, I mean, shit. Rip's injured tonight.
University of Illinois, Rasheed Wallace. Like, he just keeps doing them all wrong.
No, but I was going to say, they had a very raucous arena. Like, everyone knew it was loud there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, this is, like, off a championship, too. So, I mean, I'm sure they've never been more loud.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it was going, I mean, I don't know. I think it's also that mob mentality that just makes people, they see one person do something ridiculous, it makes them kind of just, people just get amped up in just the wrong ways.
Yeah.
And they just, they do ridiculous shit.
Especially if they're fucked up.
Yeah, and a lot of them probably already were fucked up. I mean, the game was almost over.
Yeah.
So if you're as drunk as you're going to be there.
Yeah.
So it's just,
as drunk as you're going to be before you drive your kids home.
Exactly. You see players in the stands, especially if you already don't like them. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go punch Ron Artest in the back of the head and run away. For sure.
There was, so this, changed all the, drinking laws and stuff, too, for NBA games. Because now it's, third quarter they're done?
End of the third. Yeah, they cut it out early.
But also just, why are you getting so fucked up? And I'm challenging Ron Artest to a fight. What is wrong? You kind of deserve to get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if you throw a fucking drink on him. I hope he beats the shit out of him.
If that just happened in a bar, we would all be happy that guy got beat up.
Yeah.
There's, I just think it's impossible to side with, really that much of it at all. I think David Stern kind of fucked up here. I think he, suspended people. I get that you can't do it, but, at a certain point, you have to, think about the context of just, hey, man, this was the only people on each other's side.
I was going to say, the thing that was crazy to me is, the Pistons didn't really get, the organization didn't get much of a punishment. No.
They really didn't go on the stand. For all they did, they really just tried to end it and kind of just bring, they should have been in trouble for their security. The Pistons as an organization, but ridiculous. The players and stuff, they kind of, they didn't do too much wrong.
Yeah.
I think.
The Pistons players, I think, were fine.
Yeah.
Not fine. They were fine. They didn't do anything that bad.
Mm-mm.
Other than, the normal escalation of what would have been maybe a couple of punches thrown between
players. But
it's
not like they were like, I hope the fans get involved.
Yeah, they didn't, egg any of that on. But, the organization of, Pistons LLC or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
they should have been fined heavily for, you didn't have proper security.
Yeah.
You overserved a bunch of people.
I just don't understand how that doesn't come down on them instead of, all these players on the Pacers and then basically fucks up this whole team forever.
I don't get it, but someone needed to be made the example.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen again. Not that you think it would happen because it's in everybody. If you like basketball, if you play basketball, you definitely know of the incident. You know,
mm-hmm.
And if you're good and you're a good player, because it costs them possibly another championship run.
Season. A year and a half later, Ron Artest was on the Kings.
Yeah. So it makes you, because if he only got 20 games, something like that, you wouldn't. But to see that they kicked him off for the entire year.
It was $10 million worth of salaries that were lost in it.
Mm.
Yeah, it was so much.
It was.
We lost.
Ron Artest
so
lost $5 million, over five.
Over five? Damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nuts. Now fights are not like this anymore.
You never see fights.
Except for Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, that one.
He's gotten in two fist fights with James Jones and Robin Lopez.
Yeah. Aaron Aflalo just recently tried to take off that one guy's head.
That was a fucking cheap
shot.
That
was crazy.
That was a cheap shot. I was asleep, taking a nap, and I woke up, and it was a Magic and Timberwolves game. And I wasn't awake for 30 seconds and that happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought it was a part of a bad dream.
Yeah.
I had already had a nightmare about Aaron Aflalo.
Yeah, I respect Bielisa because he caught him in the headlock immediately.
He big brothered him.
Yeah, so fast.
And still got kicked out of the game.
Did he really?
Didn't do anything wrong.
He didn't do anything. I was like, he swung at me.
Yeah.
I should stay in the game.
Big brother took him down to the ground and was like, shh,
yeah.
I'm going to leave you here until mom gets here. Yeah. You're in trouble.
Yeah, he made him look crazy. Aflalo looked crazy for that.
Yeah, it was so funny. Yeah. It's kind of my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this like did change. Like, I mean, like fights aren't the same. Like, I think even just like your experience as a fan is not ever going to be the same again.
No, it's way more tightly policed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, I never gave a shit about yelling at players and stuff. I think maybe like one time in my life, I remember we yelled like purposely like stupid things, not like mean things, but just like really dumb things, because the guy next to us was yelling mean things.
So you're kind of making fun of him.
So we're making fun of him. We're like trolling him. But like that's like the closest I've gotten to doing that, I think. But I don't know. Like, I've never enjoyed that part of the fan experience. So to me, I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't give a shit if idiots can't yell and get wasted and ruin this.
Yeah. And it's not like a thing. Like, I get like being drunk at like a concert. Like, there's something kind of fun about like being loose and a little uninhibited. Like, it's a basketball game.
Quote Dan Dries on that. There's something a little fun about being a little loose.
Yeah, there's something a little fun.
Look, I have a reasonable amount of fun when it is appropriate, all right? Yeah.
God.
Not a lot of fun.
Nah, I don't like fun, dude. Right. You fuck with fun?
Every now and then. Every now and then. Get a little taste of fun.
So stupid.
It's very dumb.
Oh shit, I forgot one thing that I was gonna say earlier. The guy that you were talking about, Slick or whatever, the Pacers announcer.
Yeah, yeah. Former
is
coach.
He the guy that broke five vertebrae because he tried to stop run our test.
What? Somebody did that.
One of the old guys jumped in front of him.
No.
That was the guy he was talking to on the headphones. What's his fucking name?
That's so
Mark Boyle. The guy. What's up?
Ooh.
Sorry, Kevin Love just broke his hand.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I just saw Kevin Love and I was like, did they trade Kevin Love? Yeah.
No, I wish.
Oh no.
Yeah, they're fucked.
Yeah, they're screwed.
Yeah.
It's over with.
Yep. They can still trade him though.
I mean, yeah.
It's not even a shooting hand. You can still trade him and get like. You have to trade him now from the Cavs.
If anybody will take him.
Yeah. Someone will take Kevin Love. Broken hand will be back in 2 months, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and he's got years on that contract.
Yeah, you can get a nice little haul for Kevin Love.
Thanks for talking me down, guys. Take this gun out of my mouth now. Yeah. But so you're saying the guy who broke five vertebrae is trying to stop runner test.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I feel so bad for him. That's so funny.
This is great.
His wife said to him, you know, if you just would have stopped Ron, this whole thing wouldn't have happened.
Oh my God.
After he broke five vertebrae, trying to stop him, he's like an old ass man.
I tried.
Just an old man. Oh,
I think his quote back was like, if I could have stopped him, I'd be a linebacker in the NFL right now.
For sure.
Yeah.
Five vertebrae. That's, yeah.
No, the dude that I was talking about, Slick Leonard, Leonard is a former coach for the Indianapolis Pacers, and he was like a dude who would wear flashy suits back in the day.
For real?
Yeah, he was like one of the first dudes to do that. And he was making fun of Mark Boyle for like, yeah, why'd you not try and get out of the way? We're fat old men.
Yeah, because the other guy just left.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck this.
Yeah, no, fuck that. If I wasn't, I wouldn't do it. They're huge and angry.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And you made him that way.
Yeah, for exactly. Like, no way. There's no way I'm stopping any of them.
Yeah. Anyone that's not wearing a Pacers jersey at that point, you should just get out of
exactly.
the way.
Exactly. I'm furiously calling for security. That's about it.
God, I would love to watch you furiously call for
security. If it was happening to me, I would just probably leave. If I had no allegiance to either side, I would, I'm going to get out of here. So that's what would happen.
To see you quietly shake your head.
Like, well, this game
I don't
over.
Like this.
I would jump in there thinking, I'm going to help you, Ron, and then Ron Artest would beat the shit out of me.
That would definitely
happen. No, I'm on your side! Ron!
Just put it, throw a Pacers jersey on before you go in, and then he would know that you were good.
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Yeah.
You gotta wear a Pacers jersey. So put on your Rick Smith's jersey and.
No, that's the worst one. Jalen Rose is the coolest Pacers jersey. I want to get that one.
God.
He was great for us.
I don't like Jalen Rose though.
What?
Yeah, I listened to a podcast with him the other day. He said he keeps, like, half the podcast was about him claiming that his mom invented the name Jalen, that he's responsible for it. He's the first ever Jalen.
For Jalen existing?
Yeah, the name.
I never heard of it before him. I don't believe that that's
name one famous Jalen before
him. He's like, my mom invented it. He's like, it was like half of her name and half of my dad's name. I'm like,
I mean, if we can find the birth certificate of a Jalen born before Jalen Rose, then I'll side with you. But until we see that, I don't know if I can.
You can
do
easily
that.
Disprove us. Yeah. If you just put in the legwork.
Yeah, you could just
and
look,
look
it up.
Through hundreds of thousands of public records.
Mm-hmm. Dan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that.
It is
Can
funny.
Can I just be wrong?
There was one thing, though. That I know the podcast wrong. You're talking about, and there was one thing that they pointed out. They were, like, naming all these younger guys who were named Jalen. And I'm like, yeah, all of these dudes would have been born right around the same time as the Fab Five. Or the Fab Four.
Oh, yeah. So he's that's true. You can trace it back to kids being born before he became known, which is easier than before he was born.
No, they would have accepting money.
No, they would have been born around the same time that he was like a national figure. So it would have lined up.
Got you. Yeah. Oh, true.
What do you have to say to that?
Also,
tough guy.
See how many of them are from Michigan. So.
Yeah. I'm taking on your guys' side now too. Yeah. What do you think about that, man? What's your response? Figure if I just turn the argument on myself. We can't all be mad at me.
No, Jalen Rose is great on that team. I mean, they got stomped by the Lakers, but
good.
Mm-hmm.
That what? What did he tweet? He tweeted something about how something about all you need is God or something like that. And then someone was like, "Where was God for you whenever Kobe put up 81 on you?"
Oh, damn. Yeah. That's in, like, what was that show on ESPN with the, I forget what it was. It was,
But you remember that tweet?
Yeah. I remember Jalen had a,
retweeted it so hard.
He had, like, a show on ESPN where he's, like, sitting at, he's, walking past Kobe at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And the waiter comes up to Kobe and he's like, "I'll have a martini." And he's like, "How many olives?" And he says, 81. And then Jalen's like, "Really?"
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Why not? God.
Wasn't there a thing like that with Devin Booker after he had that like 70-point game? And someone from the team that he hung all those points on was like saying something about like the Suns can't like I
well they lost the game.
Yeah, they lost the game, but he said something about like, "Man, the Suns suck." And Devin Booker was like, "I put 70 on you."
Yeah. You suck.
Yeah. They were just feeding him the ball though. But I guess if you score when you get it.
I mean, it was I watched the second half of that game because he had a bunch of points at halftime. Mm. And yeah, I mean, it was like they were definitely working it to like the full fourth quarter was him getting as many shots as you've ever seen anyone take.
Yeah.
In a quarter.
How much did they lose by?
I don't remember.
It wasn't a super close
game. It wasn't a super close, like 10-15.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Maybe more knowing the Suns.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you guys have any other weird parts of this like thing that you found?
Just the I love the Steven Jackson story. When he says that after they went to the locker room, Ron Artest asked him, "Do you think we're going to get in trouble for that?" And he was like,
"That
you are
one
crazy."
Is
that might
nuts.
Be my favorite Ron Artest quote of all time.
Yeah.
"Do you think we're going to get in trouble for this?"
Absolutely.
Just like a little kid. "Do you think we're going to get in trouble, Steven?" It's
like, yeah.
You were punching fans in the face.
Yeah.
You could go to jail for this.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, "We'll be lucky if we have jobs." That's what he said. Yeah. Not wrong.
That's so great.
It's not wrong. Yeah. No.
No.
That could have been the case.
Yeah. He's not wrong at all.
It wouldn't have been weird if, like, Ron Artest got a lifetime ban.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
No.
Yeah. I kind of wonder, like what. Like, what his suspension would be, like, if something like that happened now after this. Oh, like if they would take it more seriously or if they would,
they would take it more seriously.
I think it would be so much more now.
Because tensions are heightened just all around. Like just crowds and shit like that.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
The it's people like they get uneasy about that. Like they so just for the it would be harsh even just as discipline or to the player. Like why would you even put yourself in that position?
And also think like the NBA has grown so much every year. Like when this happened, the NBA was probably the third major sport. Like it was football, baseball, yeah. basketball, and now it's like it's clearly at least the second.
I think it's probably number one now.
And it's I think
still football.
It's still yeah, football's so big, but football's getting less popular.
Yeah.
And the NBA is continuing.
It went up
to get
like
more
a lot.
Popular.
Ratings went up like a lot this year, and like yeah. the early part of the season because well, normally it doesn't pick up till Christmas.
The especially last year because of Kevin Durant joining
yeah.
the Warriors and that saga continuing was just huge.
Yeah.
But with the news of Kevin Love, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
With the news of Kevin Love. That was like a good radio. Just like a, with the news of Kevin Love, we'll see what happens.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. I've been Cleveland Anderson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the saddest thing about this is how much they blew up that Pacers team afterwards. Like, they yeah. turned Steven Jackson, Ron Artest, Al Harrington, Jamal Tinsley. I think like basically the big players they got back after all the, getting rid of all those guys was like Troy Daniels mm-hmm. and what's his name? Dunleavy. Mike Dunleavy Jr.
You said big players.
I like Dunleavy.
Those were the big players that we got back. That was the haul for giving
if
up.
If you could get Dunleavy. Like, come on.
If you could get Dunleavy.
If you could get Dunleavy.
It's not often that you can get the body of Dan Dries's ninth grade wrestling.
I remember.
You make a three every couple games? Yeah, for sure.
Every sixth game, he'll hit a three for you?
Man, I went and saw Dunleavy play with my high school football coach, and he was the best. It was the most fun watching with him because he would be like, number 45 is out there collecting a check. Like, he was still saying coach-a-moms to them. And
Dunleavy was?
No, my coach was doing this about NBA players in a sport that he doesn't coach. It was great.
God.
But then at one point he like shoves me on the arm. He points at Mike Dunleavy. He goes, "He's got to be injured because no professional athlete is that stiff." And I was like, "No, he's perfectly healthy. There's yeah. nothing wrong with
this
him.
Is his body.
That's his body.
Sorry, man."
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, you guys sucked for a long time after this.
We were there was a until Danny Granger showed up. There was a real long string where I was like, I think our team sucks. I think we're just going to suck for a long time.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
It was so much like being a Bulls fan right now.
Or a Knicks.
Nah, the Bulls fan.
Whoa, relax,
Bulls have young
buddy.
Players. Are you kidding me? I would love to be a Knicks fan.
For
right
sure,
now.
Buddy. It's coming. It's coming.
Frankie Smokes has not been playing that much though.
But he's going to start playing more at the end after
yeah,
the All-Star break.
Rookie point guard.
Yeah.
Not worried about that.
Yeah, he's fine. He's one of the best defensive point guards in the league right now. If you look
probably,
at his stats.
He's probably the best defensive point guard.
Yeah.
He's so
pretty,
good.
Pretty good.
He's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah. Tim Hardaway is, like, living up to his contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surpassing it almost if you.
Yeah,
and
he's
then KP
doing great.
Is KP.
All you got to do is just trade Noah.
That's not happening. That's not he got into a fight with Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah.
If I was wondering, I'd be like, leave, get out of here. What yeah. are you doing? Why are you here?
Do you think you could get a team to take him if you were like, we'll give you Willie Hernan Gomez, but
no.
you have
no,
no, not even.
No.
No way.
I keep forgetting that it is 3 years.
I think we could maybe the right team, if they're desperate enough, we could maybe throw him in if a team wanted Courtney Lee.
Ooh.
Here's how bad I think he is. And I like Noah's my favorite Bull. I think if he got cut, I think it'd be hard for him to get on a roster. I think if he got bought out or cut,
yeah.
like he would, it would be hard for a team to even be like, "We'll give you the vet minimum."
Yeah,
like he's
yeah,
he might fuck. Come in at the after the All-Star break. Like someone will be like, "We'll take a risk on you when you haven't had to play any games."
Yeah,
maybe Tibbs will take a chance on them.
Man, I don't think they have the money. To
not
do
for
this.
The money. I mean, if like
oh, if he got cut
after he got brought out, I think the Knicks are going to buy him out.
If there was
yeah,
still a team doing like the 76ers, like we suck, we need to reach
yeah.
the salary floor, that
yeah.
would be great for them. But they'd still have to give up like a pick.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
Yeah. No team is that bad.
No.
That they're like, yeah, let's get Noah. No team is that bad.
Well, it's essentially just being like, hey, that's a guy we can't play ever. Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And he's making how much?
What if we just made? What if we just had 20 million less on our salary cap for like 3 more years?
Jesus.
Yeah, it sucks. Anyway, we have the worst. As we have the worst contract in the NBA.
Yeah,
100%.
Well, maybe at some point when he's coming at the end of that, people will value cap space again, and you can trade him as an expiring.
We'll see.
Or him, Luol Deng. just basically the whole 2011 Bulls roster.
I can't believe Luol Deng
Derrick
is seeing
Rose
no
is on,
minutes.
A vet, is on a vet minimum.
Yeah. If the Knicks had the number one pick, I don't think they could trade Noah.
I think somebody would take him.
It's
maybe.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were getting Ayton, whatever his name is.
Yeah. That kid's
like for sure.
Man,
yeah.
That guy's got Greg Oden face real bad.
Yeah, that's still $58 million. Noah's owed $58 million. You would take that.
Honestly,
even with the number one pick.
He's got like the modern Gilbert Arenas contract.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's really bad.
He's played 40 minutes total all season. It's been more than 40 games.
Isn't he averaging like $500,000 a point or something like that?
Something like that. I don't know. But
Jesus Christ.
He's only played, I think, for the 53 games for us.
That's pretty good.
That's insane.
That's two seasons.
Good thing you guys locked him up.
Yeah.
Well, you had to get him to Derrick Rose.
Yeah, we need it. We need it, too.
But. All right, well, we drifted pretty far away from
Yeah, we got really far on that one. Mm-hmm. But the Kevin Love news, I feel like it's now we need to talk about this.
I know.
Yeah, but I guess kind of to wrap it up, it's just such a sad event because it is like it destroyed what could have been a really fun team that was going to be
competitive. I think that's the worst part of it.
Yeah.
And it kind of ruins the career of Ron Artest. It changes it.
It changes the way that we think about all those guys who are included.
They all have bad reps whenever you think of them now.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
I think people think bad things about Steven Jackson. I think people think bad things. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Steven Jackson still gets thought of as a little bit of a bonehead, and it's like, he really shouldn't be roped in that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think... I don't really know if people threw Jermaine O'Neal into that as much, but
well, the thing is, like right after that, he got injured and he never really was the same.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, he, you know, imagine if he has one more really great season before that. Do they handle his injury differently? Does he come back? Like it just fucks up a lot of things.
Yeah, I read this thing about him where he was like, oh, I had my own security guard at that time. He had his own security guard, so he had 1/3 of the amount of security guards as Detroit.
That's
and he's like, the reason I didn't get involved until like I didn't go into the stands or anything is because my security guy like put me on the ground.
Oh shit!
And he was like on top of me during that part.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Jesus, how big is his security guard?
I don't know. It's probably like Roy Hibbert. A young Roy Hibbert.
12-year-old Roy Hibbert.
6'12 Roy Hibbert.
He's a hilarious guy to look at, like his college and high school stuff, because he was like just really tall and kind of a fat kid.
Really?
Yeah. He was never in great shape.
Yeah, Marc Gasol too, right?
Yeah, Marc Gasol looks crazy. Like he's on the movie Heavyweights whenever he starts.
That shit is nuts.
The Houston like recruiting team nicknamed him when they watched film of him. They called him Bitch Tits.
Which team?
I think it was Houston.
Really?
Yeah. Like they didn't draft him because they like he just had a shitty
nickname. Everyone
called
him Bitch Tits.
Yeah. Because Daryl Morey was talking about it in an interview, and he was like, that's why we never use nicknames for people anymore, because it influences you. Like, even if we're watching film of this guy crushing people, everyone's like, man, Bitch Tits put up 18 and 12. Like, there's just no getting over that.
Great night, ever, Bitch Tits. Had another career night. From North Carolina.
With the 12th overall pick, the Houston Rockets select out of Spain, Bitch Tits.
That's crazy. I mean, they wouldn't have been able to get Harden, right?
Boo.
For Bitch Tits?
No, if that existed, if he was on that team, I don't think they would have been able to get James Harden.
No.
Yeah.
No, they'd have been just like a little too good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you, as a Pacers fan, do you want to have, do you think people like think that those guys are like Pacers legends for this shit? Or you think they're like,
it's real mixed because like the sad truth about the Pacers fan base, it's super white. Yeah. Like it's one of the few stadiums that you go into and you're like, it is legitimately strange to see black people. Like they stand out here because you're in the middle of Indiana.
Like Utah would probably be like that.
So yeah. Utah. Yeah.
And I guess if you think about like what time this is in the NBA, this is like whenever they're like, everyone has to wear a suit. You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Garnett and like a bunch of other Timberwolves got like fined for having like too baggy of shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there was like a, like kind of like a weird, like, let's try to like, put white culture on like our black players.
Yeah. Know? There's a bunch of Indiana fan base people who are like, they blame those guys and they're like, a lot of it is they ruined Reggie Miller's final year.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of sad to see them turn on like, no, guys, this was potentially one of the better teams this organization's ever had.
Mm-hmm. If you were the GM, would you have kept them together a little bit longer just to have them work out the chemistry?
I mean, I would have liked to, but I feel like they also would have had to do some sort of like big gesture to those players. Like it would have had to be one of those things like, didn't Doc Rivers take KG and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen on like some trip to Bond?
Yeah, like, they took him to Austin Rivers kickball game.
That's funny.
But it would not. It would have had to be.
I need this from you.
That's funny.
No, it would have had to have been something where it's like we're doing our training camp like on like an island off the coast of Canada or something. Like we're going to be hyper isolated and it's going to be like getting this team
like the
back
weird
on
retreat that like South Park writers do whenever they first join.
Yeah,
like that would have been worth it. The team was that good.
Yeah, I think that they just didn't think to do that or like handle it in any different way.
I think it would have been smart, though, because, like, this is, like, dudes that all got suspended for each other and obviously had each other's back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think that's a core you keep together.
Yeah, that's a unit.
And it's
it gives them an identity of, like, hey, these guys all.
And you build around that of, like, hey, no one, like, the league wants you to be bad this year. No one is rooting for you. Go into the season knowing that, and you guys have to have each other's backs because no one else is going to have your back.
Yeah,
like, that's
totally
an identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they play the villain all year. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we don't get a good enough heel in basketball a lot of the times.
Yeah. Well, now it's Golden State.
Yeah, but it's not like, I'd say even for like a heel, like they're like so well liked. It's like LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, even though he's so hated, he's so
well
liked.
Well,
I mean, it's like, all right.
Miami was probably the last one. People hated Miami.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
People really did not like them.
Really didn't like them.
It was not. It was a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who's the last team that, like, all of those teams people don't like, but they all have a pretty squeaky clean image? What's the most recent team that's been like, oh, these are, like, you know, the Detroit Bad Boys?
I mean, that
like
might
these
be.
These guys are shady.
Yeah.
That might be it.
That might be it. Would like, Oakley on those Knicks teams fall into that?
Yeah,
possibly,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's more like an individual than the whole team being like that.
Maybe did they call them the We Believe Warriors?
The
Baron,
like,
Davis,
yeah,
Steven Jackson,
yeah,
Monta
Matt
Ellis.
Barnes, all them guys.
That might have been like the last, because it was a lot of like cast off guys from the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they were like villains.
Nah. People were rooting for them because they were underdogs.
It would have been fun. I would have just loved to have seen this like Pacers team stuck together.
Yeah, it's a bummer. We lost a lot of good years there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, there isn't a team, at least now, that like that I really dislike and don't want to see do well.
Warriors, that's it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even them, I'm like, yeah, it's good. Like, if they're just going crazy, it's like, it's good. But, I mean, I don't know.
It's cool because you're seeing something historic.
Exactly.
Like, you're aware when you're watching. You're like, this might never see basketball be this good again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that. I just want them to stop winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I think it's a total bummer. But, I mean, that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
Nah, it just makes me a little sad whenever I think about it.
Yeah. Maybe Venmo Dandry's $1 for just being alive, you know?
Hell yeah, dudes.
Being a sad little Pacers fan.
I'll buy a hoodie with it.
His Venmo's at Rick Smith's.
No, don't. No.
Yeah, but that's it for this week. Subscribe on iTunes. Tell a friend.
Mm-hmm. Follow on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram. We're going to start posting more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We say it. Maybe shoot us an email and tell us a topic you'd like to hear. BasketballStoriesPod@gmail.com. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.